All right, welcome back in, everybody. It is Sports Daily here. All right, so there was a play everyone was talking about. It was another lateral play, this time not called offside. Let's take you to the call of Mitch Holthus, and then we'll get the reaction to it.
Third and 22 at the 44-yard line of the Saints, leading 10-7. Again, a four-man rush. Quick pass. Kelce at the 40. Coming all the way across the field. Flips it off. It goes to Perine. He's at the 25. He is close to a first down. Kelce, who messes around in practice doing this a lot. He thought he had a touchdown last year. Remember, on a play, he's got 21 yards. The Chiefs have fourth down and one. Kelce came right to left all the way across the field and almost was tackled, and then he shovels it underneath to Samaje Perine on an old hook and ladder.
Love to see it.
It's a part of the game plan. And then there was a great debate, and I loved it. I thought Troy Aikman and Joe Buck did a great job with it, as they're debating on whether it was planned or not. Let's get the reaction to it, and then we can talk about it. So what you'll hear here, you've got Samaje Perine talking about the lateral. You've got Patrick Mahomes talking about the lateral, and you've got Andy Reid talking about the lateral play on that.
Like, he's playing backyard football, and just experience it firsthand. It was crazy, but it's fun. Seeing him do the exact same thing in practice, so he just stay in phase and be ready for anything. And I've seen him do it in a game, so I didn't put it past him. Just stay ready.
I'm shaking my head because I told him before the play, I said, I'm going to throw it to you so we can get in field goal range. And he's underhand shoveled it across the entire field. So, I mean, it's like I'm talking to, like, Sterling. So, that's Travis, man. He's a special player, and as long as he does it and it works, man, no one's going to say anything.
He does a great job, you know, with the decision to do that or not do it. If he doesn't do well with it, I tell him don't come back to the bench. So, you know, I always tell those guys, keep running, because Pat, when he starts moving around, you got to stay on the run. And he got caught kind of pulling up thinking the play was over. And, you know, Pat's pretty amazing with that ball. So, yeah, good lesson to learn. But then he came back and did a nice job on that play.
Yeah, it clearly wasn't called on the play. And no. I think that was a little confusing, because Lee Salters asked him at halftime and he said, we practice it every day. So then they were like, okay, well, it was designed. Paul, that wasn't designed.
No, it wasn't.
The design is that his teammates are learning, be ready, which is pretty crazy if you think about it, because early in his career, Kelce would have tried to run six dudes over in that, but he's told us and he's shown, like, he understands he's got to preserve his body. And so he's always got his eyes up. If you watch him in the middle of the field, to me, it looks like he's looking for that play all the time. And Perine was in perfect position, and I think you have the trust to do it. And that's funny. Andy Reid says, if it doesn't work, don't come back to the bench, right? It's one of those old things. But Andy Reid invites this creativity.
Sure he does.
He does.
Right.
And you've got players that you trust to get it executed. It was the perfect time for it. They converted that fourth down. Now, it didn't matter, but they converted the fourth down. I think it's a part of what makes him great, right? I say this all the time about Travis Kelce. He sees the field like a quarterback sees the field. He reads a defense like the quarterback reads the defense. I think we've learned that more with his podcast. If you listen to him sort of describe the game, right, and get through it. But man, when you see it happen, it's wild to think about other players reading defense. He knew where the other defenders were. We've listened to him walk through these plays before. Like, he's got an idea as soon as he catches the ball that he may have somebody over there running free because of the way the play was designed.
Well, it's the way defensive players react. They're going to go to where the ball is. Now the comment was made by someone that this is a hook and ladder. It wasn't a hook and ladder. This was a lateral to,
right.
Because a hook and ladder is basically
a called play.
Let me just walk through this real quick, because maybe people don't know, but the first receiver that receives the football, that's the hook. He runs a little hook route. He runs about 8-10 yards, hooks up. The ball comes to him right at the end of the hook. And then the ladder is a person trailing the hook and climbing the field on a ladder, climbing the field, and the ball is, that's where you get the term hook and ladder. That was not a called play. This was a situation where, by the way, you're Andy Reid. You got a future Hall of Fame quarterback. You got a future Hall of Fame tight end. Do you not trust them to do what they think is best, to have a little fun? And let me tell you this. I'm sure I'm not at their training camp. You're not at their practices. We're not there. I'm telling you right now, those guys have fun screwing around with this. I can just tell you that. They're having a ball. They feel like they can create, that they have a coaching staff that believes in them. There are a lot of pluses to this ability for the Chiefs to do this. There's a lot of pluses amongst the players on that team and amongst the amongst the coaching staff. So it's a good thing, and it's fun to see. But, you know, I fully trust these guys. These are our future Hall of Famers that are pulling this stuff off. And you know who else really appreciates this? The players that are involved in it. Not just the quarterback, not just the tight end, the other players. They like it.
I think it's a great point. And I think that a part of what makes this Chiefs team at its core, the ones that have been able to stay together, right? A part of what makes them great is they just don't ever get rattled by anything. Last year was the closest we had seen. And that's why I think it was so strange to us, right? Like they appeared to be rattled for the first time that I can remember at this generation of the Chiefs. Other teams get rattled all the time. The Jets just fired their coach after week 5, right? Like we see teams get rattled. But the Chiefs never do. And I think a part of the reason for that is they do, even in this professional world, find ways to make it fun. And I've always appreciated that about Andy Reid, is that he has let the personalities of Patrick Mahomes, of Travis Kelce, of Chris Jones, to just become the identity of the team. And yes, all three of those players are Hall of Famers, all three of them. But they're all three also some of the bigger characters and I guess you could call it joyous football players, like people that just love it so much and it does bleed out. And I think that's a part of the reason, Paul, you can lose Isaiah Pacheco and Rashee Rice and Hollywood Brown, all these players to injury and still be able to be relaxed and calm and just sort of get out there and trust it. Or if something doesn't work, they're just like, all right, we'll get right back to it. You know, there's a lot of that in there, but I think that type of play is a really nice manifestation of a part of the behind-the-scenes stuff, the identity, the DNA of a team that you don't always see, and that's, of course, been a part of what has made the Chiefs so great for the last 7-8 years.
Remember, football and baseball and even basketball, they're all what? They're all children's games. Men Correct. Playing children's games. That's the point of this. Having fun. That's why you do it. Why do you play high school football? You play it to have some fun. By the way, Hook and Ladder. Saw one last Friday night. Topeka Highland Park, we're playing them. They run a hook and ladder, gained 10 yards. Ran it, caught it, caught the hook, got the lateral over. The ladder ran for about another 5-6 yards, tackled. But it was fun to see a team creative and doing that kind of thing. It's really kind of a cool thing. And it's a play that's been around, gosh, I think since the 1930s. To be real truthful, that's been around a long time, the hook and ladder. Anyway, I gave a little explanation as to what it was, how it sets up, what it really means. Imagine some people weren't quite sure what it was, but it's fun to see. And it's fun to see big, grown, professional adults making hundreds of million dollars having fun with it. It's fun
having
to see.
Having that much fun with it. Yeah. Everything went well for the Chiefs last night. Is that going to be the case in every game that they play in the NFL season? Of course it's not. It never is in the NFL.
Well, that's true.
It never goes that well. Mm-hmm. You know, it doesn't. You ask Dan, like, of the next, after the bye, like, what scares you? They got to go to San Francisco. They got a game against Tampa. They got a game in Buffalo. They got games against the Chargers, against the Texans, against the Steelers. Like, it's really, really nice that they're 5-0 despite these injuries. But they do have to just stop. They come out of the bye and go back-to-back road games. One of those, the second half of that, is a divisional game. Like, it is not going to be easy at any point, I don't think, for the Chiefs. As easy as it looked last night, and it did. They dominated the Saints last night. It ain't going to be easy. It ain't going to be easy, you know, to lock up the top seed in the AFC. So, yeah, we'll all party and celebrate it here today because it was a fun game to watch, and you had the things like the lateral, and everything was working well, and it's not going to always be that easy, as we learned in some of the other weeks. But at the end of the day, Paul, Chiefs are 5-0.
That's right. Let's not forget Taylor Swift was there. She did her thing. I mean,
I know. Listen,
You know,
and she was sitting next to Brittany Paul. I know you've been worried about that friendship.
I told you that a couple weeks ago. I've been worried about the fact that I think they're on the outs. I think they're having a girl fight. I don't know what it was. No, I was concerned.
I think more than anything else, Paul, you know what?
What?
They're probably just as ready as the rest of us for this election to be over. That's probably what they're. You know, that's probably what that manifests.
That might be.
We got less than a month, and we don't have to worry about this anymore.
I think you may be right there. I think
let's all get together and watch some football. Yeah. How about that?
I think that's good.
Yeah, it was good to see them up. I had my kids, so I have my proudest moment of engineering. My two TVs hung next to each other, and I had my kids down there with me last night.
Can I ask a question? What is the response of your daughters? You got young daughters.
They love it. They're trying to learn football and the intricacies of it, but they are more caught up in the celebrity or the pop culture aspect of it right now.
Okay.
So my oldest daughter, who is a heck of a football player and probably should be playing flag football, we're going to work on that because she's got a cannon. Mm-hmm.
Going to be Olympic sport probably too, by the way.
Yeah. So she's watching and she's like, okay, she had the Kelce brothers mixed up. She thought Travis was Jason and Jason was Travis. So she got that figured out.
Okay. Easy to do.
She knew Taylor Swift was going to be up there. She saw her, that got her excited, but you know what the best part of it is? And that's why I love the Taylor Swift effect.
What?
She was asking me questions about, was that a good play? What is that? You know, what does that second and four mean? Like as she's watching and having fun with that. And she likes football, but she doesn't understand it quite yet. She's asking me all those questions.
Oh,
that's why I love that Taylor Swift is there.
How much?
You know, we're bringing a lot of people are becoming football fans, right? You can have fun with the pop culture of it, but you kind of see the game and you're like, this is fun. This is why all those men are idiots, and you know we'll just drool over this silly kids game. It is kind of fun to watch.
Yeah,
but that was cool. It was a great night. Glad for, you know, the fans around here that it was a night to celebrate on both ends. We're going to come back. We'll tell you what's on the network tonight when we return on Sports Daily.